So let's review. The Mishnah continues with the fifth era, Bo L'Noi V'Givon Hutra Abamas. After Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan was re-established a Noiv and then a Givon, and during this period a Bamas Yachid was permitted. The Gemara explains that this is derived from the Pasuk of Heter Abamas in Parashat Yisra'e, which states, K'levasa mar'ata el ha'menucha v'l'nachla. El ha'menucha zu Shiloh, nachla zu Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk mentions them separately to teach K'delit and Heter ben zeh l'zeh. The Isra Abamas was only during Mishkan Shiloh and in Yerushalayim, but in the interim during Noiv Givon, there was Heter Abamas. And the Mishnah continues with the Halacha Noiv Givon as follows. Kachi kachim nachalim lefnim min aklam. Kachi kachim may be eaten only within the Azar. While kachim kalim b'chal ori Yisrael. Kachim kalim may be eaten in all the Jewish cities because Bamas Yachid was permitted there. The Gemara goes on to say that the halacha regarding Maaser Sheni depends on the previously mentioned machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda as to which karbanas cheva were brought on the Bamas Tzibur. Reb Shimon holds, Av Tzibur lehikrivu ela pesach v'chevis hakavur lemezman. Even on the Bamas Tzibur, they only brought karbanas cheva that have a set time, such as a karban pesach. But they did not bring karbanas cheva that do not have a set time, such as b'chayr and Maaser Behema. The Iskish Maaser Dagan LaMaaser Behema, and Maaser Sheni is compared to Maaser Behema, and that Maaser Sheni also does not need to be brought to the Bamas Tzibur of Noiv Givon. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, Maaser Sheni Nachalan B'chal Ori Yisrael, Maaser Sheni may be eaten in all the Jewish cities. While Reb Yehuda holds, Kol Shad Tzibur Vayachem Makrivim Ba'il Moit Shebemidbar, Makrivim Ba'il Moit Shebegilgal. On the Bamas Tzibur, they brought all Karbanas Chayv, even B'chayr and Maaser Behema. The Iskish Maaser Dagan LaMaaser Behema. And Maaser Sheni is compared to Maaser Behema, and that Maaser Sheni must also be brought to the Bamas Tzibur of Noiv Givon. Therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Behema, Nachalim B'Noiv Givon. Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema may be eaten only inside the city of Noiv Givon. The Mishnah continues with the sixth and final era, Bo'ol Yerushalayim Nesru HaBamas V'Lahoyil En Heter. After the Mikdash Rishon was built in Yerushalayim, a Bamas Yachid became forbidden and was never again permitted but remained forbidden forever. V'hi hoysa nachla, Yerushalayim was the nachla that the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh refers to when it states, K'levasa mar'ata el ha'menucha v'la nachla. And the halacha in Yerushalayim was as follows, Kachi kachim nachalim lefnim min aklam. Kachi kachim may be eaten only within the Azar, which corresponds to within the klaim of the Mishkan. And Kachim Kalim or Maaser Sheni lefnim min achayma. Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni may be eaten in the entire city within the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gemara concludes that our Mishnah is actually Rabbi Huda's opinion, the following brisa that discusses four opinions in the pasuk of Heter Abamas, K'levasa mar'ata el ha'menucha v'la nachla. Rabbi Huda says, Menucha zu Shiloh, nachla zu Yerushalayim, because Shiloh came before Yerushalayim. While Rabbi Shimon says vice versa, Menucha zu Yerushalayim, nachla zu Shiloh. And the pasuk means to say, Le mibaye menucha de lemetisu, el afil le nachla nami lemetisu. This Abamas applies not only in Yerushalayim, which was Menucha, but even in Shiloh, which was only Nachla. And both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that there was Isra Abamas during Shiloh in Yerushalayim, and thereafter Bezman Hazeh, while there was Heter Abamas during Noiv Givon. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel holds Menucha v'Nachla zu v'zu Shiloh, because Menucha de Nachum Mekibush, v'Nachla de Pal Gohasam Nacholis. In Shiloh, the Yidden rested after conquering Eretz Yisrael, and it is there that Yeshua threw a gairal, a lottery, to divide the land. And as Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was Isra Abamas only in Shiloh and Yerushalayim, while there was Heter Abamas in Noiv Givon and also Bezman Hazeh. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds Kedusha Rishon in the Kitchela Shaita v'loy Kitchela Salavi. The Kedusha of the Bais Rishon and certainly Shiloh was only while it stood, but after the Churban, the Kedusha did not remain and Bamas Yachid became permitted. Shim ben Yoichi holds Menucha v'Nachla zu v'zu Yerushalayim, because Menucha Menuchas Oren, Nachla Nachlas Eilam. The Aron came to a permanent resting spot, and this was the final location of the Mikdash. And according to Bishimon ben Yoichi, there was Isra Abamas only in Yerushalayim, and thereafter Bezman Hazeh. But until Yerushalayim, there was Heter Abamas in Mishkan Shiloh and Noiv Givon, because Bishimon ben Yoichi holds Kedusha Rishon the Kitchel Hashait the Vekitchel Asalavi. The Kedusha of the Bais Rishon remained even after the Churban and Bamas Yachid remained prohibited. The Mishnah proceeds with three klalim regarding the Chiyuv of Shchut Echutz, which applies only Bishas Isra Abamas. If there was Isra Abamas both when the carbon became hektish and when the shechita b'alah was done b'chutz, one transgresses the mitzvah saseh of ve'yaviyum la'Hashem and the mitzvah leisaseh of yisham l'chav pentala and is liable to karas. If there was Heter Abamas when the carbon became hektish, but there was Isra Abamas when the shechita b'alah was done b'chutz, One transgresses the aseh v'leisa say, but he's not liable to karas because, as the Gemara in Daf Kovav cited the source in the pasuk, chukas eilam tia zeis lehem l'dayreisam zeis lehem v'loy cheres lehem. Hekdeshim b'shas isra abamis ve'krivim b'shas hetra abamis. If there was isra abamis when the korban became hekdesh, but there was hetra abamis when the shechita b'alah was done b'chutz, harei l'basay ve'im behem l'isa say. One transgresses only the aseh which applies to the time of the hekdesh, because it is then that he becomes obligated to bring it to the mikdash. But he does not transgress the leisa say, and he does not get karas because these apply to the time of a hakrava when he actually transgresses. And Reb Shimon adds a fourth klal: hekdeshim b'shas heter abamis v'shachet v'hela b'shas heter abamis patim miklum. If there was a heter abamis both when the karban became hektish and when the shechita of Allah was done b'chutz, he's not liable at all. The Mishnah continues to discuss the periods in which there was heter abamis. Ve'elu kachim kreivim b'mishkan, kachim shehukdeshu la'mishkan. In the Bamas Sibur, they brought all the Karbanas whose Hektish was designated for Bamas Sibur. As the Mishnah elaborates, Karbanas Sibur kraven b'mishkan. The Karbanas of the public are automatically considered Huktish l'mishkan, and therefore must be brought only on the Bamas Sibur. For Karbanas Hayachid b'bama, the Karbanas of an individual are not considered Huktish l'mishkan, and therefore may be brought even on the Bamas Yachid. However, Karbanas Hayachid shehuktishu l'mishkan yikrivu b'mishkan. If the Karban of a Yachid was specified to be brought in the Mishkan, then it needed to be brought on the Bamas Sibur because kash nedarta tishmar basisa, one is obligated to keep his vow. But even so, the mikrivim b'bama patr, if one brought this Karban on the Bamas Yachid, he's not liable because there is a heter habamas.